Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. United States President Joe Biden has invited Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to his hometown for a Quad Summit next week. Mr. Biden will host Mr. Albanese, Japanese PM Fumio Kishida, and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Delaware on September 21. The president has been spending more time in his home state since he dropped his bid for re-election in July. Billionaire Elon Musk has reacted furiously to Australian government plans to curb the spread of lies online. Social media companies could be fined up to 5% of their annual turnover under the federal government's draft legislation. The communications watchdog will also be given the power to monitor and regulate content on digital platforms. In response, Mr. Musk has written on his social media platform X that the federal government were fascists. But Government Services Minister Bill Shorten has told Channel 9 the planned laws are needed.
Elon Musk has had more positions on free speech than the Kama Sutra. You know, he is the champion of free speech, and when it doesn't like it, he's going to shut it all down.
Traditional owners say their way of life is under threat if environment laws are not changed to protect crucial water sources in the Northern Territory. Farmers, frackers and other water users will be allowed to extract 210 billion litres of water per year from the aquifers that feed the Roper River. That's part of an allocation plan released by the former Territory government. But environmentalists and First Nations groups say this could cause the river to stop flowing. Mangayari elder Cecilia Lake says the riverways in her community are already drying up because of agriculture, including water-intensive cotton farming. Tech companies and the big banks could be made to reimburse victims of scams under new reforms being considered by the federal government. The proposed scams prevention framework would give the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission power to impose the full force of the law against businesses who fail to meet their obligations. Finance Minister Stephen Jones says many companies in these sectors have the resources to help stop people from being ripped off.
For the first time in over a decade, scam losses didn't double, they actually decreased. But at $2.75 billion, that's still far too much money and far too much damage. Every one of those dollars has got a tragic story behind it about a person whose finances have been smashed and all the emotional and mental health anguish that goes with that as well.
A new report has concluded police officers are not always the right people to respond to mental health crises in the community. The report is the result of an internal New South Wales police review following a series of deadly confrontations. Police across the state respond to more than 60,000 mental health incidents annually, a 60% increase since 2018. But the review has found that in most of the call-outs, no offence had been committed and there was no threat of violence. It's acknowledged police could sometimes escalate a situation and increase the potential of adverse outcomes. Scientists are warning that Australians could still be failing to protect the most important part of their body, legs and feet. Skin cancer specialists are now testing where people are most likely to get burnt, with suits measuring how ultraviolet levels impact different parts of the body. The Cancer Council says that people need to cover up more, especially on highly reflective surfaces like sand. Dr. Stuart Henderson hopes the message about sand as a highly reflective surface becomes better understood.
Sometimes I guess we feel that we're repeating the same message over and over and people can sort of switch off. With this project, we gain people's attention and hopefully we can get that message through while they're having a look at the suits.
A woman has chained herself to the back of a car on the final day of a protest outside a weapons expo in Melbourne this afternoon. Police say the car was moved off the road before the woman was detached from the vehicle by officers. The Spencer Street Bridge in downtown Melbourne reportedly remains blockaded with dozens of police present. Protest organiser Carolyn De Silva has said there'll be renewed vigour to protest because it's the last day. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.